proclamation number 4541 dated the January 15th, 1949. Existence of God. Worldly scholars. Heart and intellect. The worldly scholar often finds it difficult to believe in a deity because his intellect is forced to conclude otherwise due to knowledge which, however, does not entirely correspond to the truth. Simply a mistaken view concerning the evolution of the earth leads to wrong ideas, and then it is difficult to acknowledge an eternal creator, a being which could certainly be recognized by its expression of strength, but whose recognition is usually not wanted. Science attempts to prove everything. However, where this is not possible, it does not admit its inability but simply refuses to acknowledge what is outside the scope of its research. And thus it is based on a wrong concept, and the path to the eternal deity is ultimately very difficult to find, even if the will to do so exists. All kinds of research activity should start by revealing God's existence, which admittedly cannot be proven but which can be believed with complete inner conviction. Such research will then progress quickly and successfully. But to achieve this certain belief, the human being, in spite of his keen intellect, has to disregard the latter for the time being and dedicate himself to the feeling of his heart. He has to leave all science to one side and, like a child, allow himself to be taught from within, i.e., he is to accept what his feeling imagines or wants as the truth. Effectively, he is to dream with open eyes. Then he will always find a deity, who directs and guides everything, and he will know that he is supported by it. A human being's innermost desire is and remains a strong power above himself. However, worldly intellect attempts to stifle this because it is also spoken to by the one who wants to supplant the deity but who is unable to enter the human heart and instead attempts to influence the human intellect all the more. God expresses himself through the heart, his adversary expresses himself through the intellect, unless the heart is stronger and persuades the intellect to be on its side. In the case it is also possible to recognize God intellectually, heart and intellect will aspire to the eternal deity and then science will also build on a different foundation, it will draw different conclusions which will definitely not be false ones. Because once an investigation with belief in a deity begins, it will sooner or later achieve success and also come close to the truth, irrespective to which field it is applied. Then science and belief will no longer contradict but merely complement each other, and only then will knowledge be free from error, when it is in harmony with the belief in God as an omnipotent, wise and loving being which governs everything that was, is and remains in eternity. Amen.